Weekend Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery. Visit snwgallery.com for details on current and upcoming shows, and stop by the gallery on Points Avenue right next to the Wareham.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. We had Rock Creek Superintendent Kevin Logan and Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter on in the first hour. If you missed any of that, later today you can go on our website, newsradiokman.com, go to the On Demand tab, and you can go back and listen to this edition of In Focus yesterday, day before, week before, year before. As long as we've archived them, you can check that out. That's true for a lot of our programs, also the game, also On Demand too. Right now I am here with K-State Black Student Union President Daryl Reese, a junior at K-State, and Daryl, we tried to have you on before, had some class issues, but we got you today. Really appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Daryl, I guess just your thoughts right now. There's a lot going on at K-State, especially when it comes to diversity issues and some press that hasn't been good. Just being the president of the K-State Black Student Union right now, you know, what's that like?
It's definitely a lot going on, and a lot that's been happening kind of throughout the years at K-State. Just kind of looking back towards different incidents that happened on Yik Yak and different social media accounts, famously known as the blackface incident that happened last year, and then talking about the news incident that happened last semester, all the way up to the white nationalist posters that happened on campus a couple weeks ago. It's definitely something that continues to keep on happening. So just with my presidency and of the Black Student Union, we're always I'm always kind of trying to be the voice for the Black students at K-State and making sure that overall our voices are being heard when it comes to oppression that happens on our campus at K-State, and making sure that we're, one, holding our administration accountable, two, basically holding the disciplinary actions that really need to happen, and really upholding the principles of community that they seem to always refer to when these issues happen, or in times where, you know, we might just issue a statement, but really not really see any true action being done on the back end. So that just really stems from overall just really continuing to take our voices seriously, knowing that these issues do directly affect us as Black students, and really all multicultural students as well, and really overall how we can work cohesively towards a common goal, and make sure that action is being taken place as well on campus.
And what is it that, well, I guess first, give us a little bit of a history about K-State's Black Student Union. I think we were just talking a little bit during that break, 9 of the last 11 years, K-State's Black Student Union has been awarded the top Black Student Union in the Big 12, which I think if you ask a lot of people, that maybe surprised people. They wouldn't think that K-State would have the top Black Student Union when you got Texas, you got Oklahoma, just some schools with maybe a lot higher population that you would think that they would have the resources to always be the best in about everything, but we have the top Black Student Union here.
Yeah, but that's just really a testament to the leadership that we've had throughout the years. And really, it always goes back to our mission statement. You know, we focus on the development of our Kansas State students by focusing on academic stability, political action, and the development of leadership, and really Black culture across all aspects of life here at K-State. So that just really goes back to the leadership, that goes back to really our Black students being bought in here at campus. We're really a small group on campus, make up probably about 1,000 Black students here at K-State, but in my opinion, we're probably one of the most close-knit groups here at K-State as far as just being around one another, loving one another, and making sure that we're holding each other accountable here at K-State. So when you think about being the, you know, years after years being the most sustaining BSU in the Big 12, there's a lot that attests to that. There's a lot that we do as a BSU in regards to our freshman action team that's just primarily focused on freshmen coming in, making sure they're getting acclimated to the school, making sure they have you know, the necessary resources that they need as well. Different programs like Project EAT, where that's how we enhance academic tenacity, is what EAT stands for. So different things like study sessions that we might do every Sunday. And then just kind of just throughout the whole entire year, just really tailoring each and every one of our meetings around a general theme. This year, our theme is Blackness, embrace it, accept it, and live it. So kind of just looking back on how we can embrace our Blackness in white spaces and kind of accepting that as well. And then continuing to live that out throughout our day-to-day lives, whether it's in college or even after college as well. So there's a lot of things that we do that really overall just kind of help develop that family environment for our Black students when they come to K-State, because we come from many different backgrounds. I'm from Dallas, Texas. Many people come from St. Louis, Omaha, Nebraska, just a wide range of areas, to where coming to an area like Manhattan, Kansas is pretty much of a culture shock sometimes. And when we want to make sure that our Black Student Union can really foster an environment that can help the growth of our Black students here at K-State, even though they're so far away from home.
When you're talking about that theme, and I think I checked out your guys' website, and I think you guys have a Facebook page as well, and looked into that and noticed the theme and read that, again, a theme being Blackness, accept it, live it.
Embrace it.
I think that's a really interesting theme, considering the kind of the times that we seem to be, I don't want to say living, almost reliving in some ways when you look back in history. And is that a challenge for Black people in the community to accept themselves? Is that kind of the theme, the message there?
Really just that theme of accepting themselves, and really that part of it is kind of just understanding what we are facing even in this day and age. It's kind of, just like you said, it's kind of crazy to seem that we are still kind of facing the same issues when we're talking about oppression, talking about police brutality, talking about these things that are so prevalent now. It's crazy that we're talking about it in 2017. But in that same light, as we continue to really navigate these spaces, navigate these issues of oppression, it is a challenge. It is a challenge to figure out how we can truly be one, be comfortable in our skin as Black, absolute Black males and females, and making sure that, one, that I would say that we are really positioning ourselves to be successful and succeed, and really not have to worry about what our counterparts might think, and worry about oppression, or worry about, man, you know, in thinking about police brutality, you know, if we get pulled over, you know, different things that I might have to do just for the sake of my life. So as far as that is something that is always at the front of our thinking, because a lot of people don't have to face the same things that we have to face just as being Black in America right now in this day and age, whether it's at K-State or whether it's just in our day-to-day lives.
Brady Bowman here with K-State Black Student Union President Daryl Reese. If you guys want to get involved in the conversation, please give us a call. 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And Daryl, you're talking about oppression. And what does that mean for Black people in Manhattan, Kansas, and students?
Really what that means is, and I'm really referring to the specific instances that have happened at K-State through the years that directly affect our Black students. And most recently, the white nationalist posters. These posters were directly targeted towards not just Black people, but just overall just minority people as well.
And when those first came out, did you see those on campus before it kind of took over the media, I guess you can say, or did you find out through the media, or did you see them at first?
I found out through the media, because by the time I woke up and by the time I got to campus, they were already taken down. So, but many people have already took in pictures of them and sent them through email. So they were brought to my attention very, very quickly in the morning.
What were your emotions? Like just those first emotions when you heard about this and saw the pictures?
And my first emotions were definitely a little bit shocked, but really not surprised. Because I think time and time again that when these issues keep on happening, it's almost like even at K-State, this seems to almost happen every 6 months since I've been here, since 2015. But now it's just almost like, okay, when is it really going to start, you know, start like taking root and not just black students? It's already taking root. You know, we see it time and time again. We face it on a day-to-day basis. But when is it going to start taking root in people outside of the community? When is it going to start taking root in our administration and making sure that they know that, you know, it's kind of hard to police, you know, when these issues happen. But as far as moving forward and how we can move forward and making sure that we're fostering an environment that is going to lessen these issues from happening. So talking about things like the Multicultural Student Center, it has been a big talk for years now, and how we can continue to press that forward and make sure that we don't lose sight of that vision, because knowing everything that will fall under the umbrella of that Multicultural Center is going to be so pivotal for our black students, for our minority students, just knowing that that will be a great safe space for our black students. Because right now, we're just simply secluded to a small office space in the student union. And that's just not only for black students, but that's for all the multicultural student organizations. So having a specific building that's just simply for us, to where we can be, for where we can be safe, is needed. And also thinking as well as cultural competency is a big thing as well. Just making sure that we are informing others, our counterparts, about our stories we might go through, our history. Just make sure they're aware and they're empathetic towards certain things that they might say, their actions, and knowing that they directly can affect students that don't look like them.
Let's go ahead and go to, I think we're overdue for our last break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more with K-State Black Student Union President Daryl Reese after the break here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.